Operation Lone Star surges resources to combat Biden's escalating crisis. Texas border business. Austin, Texas. Governor Greg Abbott, the Texas Department of Public Safety, DPS, and the Texas National Guard are continuing to work together to secure the border, stop the smuggling of drugs, weapons, and people into Texas, and prevent, detect, and interdict transnational criminal activity between ports of entry. Since the launch of Operation Lone Star, the multi-agency effort has led to over 470,100 illegal immigrant apprehensions and more than 34,600 criminal arrests, with more than 31,600 felony charges reported. In the fight against fentanyl, Texas law enforcement has seized over 431 million lethal doses of fentanyl during this border mission. Texas has also bussed over 12,200 migrants to Washington, D.C. since April 2022, over 16,400 migrants to New York City since August 2022, over 10,700 migrants to Chicago since August 2022, over 3,100 migrants to Philadelphia since November 2022, over 2,400 migrants to Denver since May 18, over 770 migrants to Los Angeles since June 14. Operation Lone Star continues to fill the dangerous gaps created by the Biden administration's refusal to secure the border. Every individual who is apprehended or arrested and every ounce of drugs seized would have otherwise made their way into communities across Texas and the nation due to President Joe Biden's open border policies. Recent highlights from Operation Lone Star. Watch. Governor Abbott shares update on Texas's response to border crisis. As an unprecedented influx of illegal immigrants attempt to cross America's southern border, Governor Abbott joined Fox News' Maria Bartiromo this week to discuss Texas's ongoing response efforts. The governor explained that Texas is the only state in American history that has repelled illegal immigrants, while President Biden continues to obstruct our state's historic efforts. The border crisis is chaos, it's a catastrophe, and it's a byproduct of Joe Biden's open border policies, said Governor Abbott. Last year was an all-time record of illegal crossings. This year will set another all-time record of illegal crossings. Americans have had it. Texas is stepping up to do everything we can by putting up these razor wire border barriers to prevent people from coming in, only to have President Biden's staff cut those razor wires and allow people to illegally enter our country. Watch. Governor Abbott highlights fallout from President Biden's border crisis. This week, Governor Abbott joined Fox and Friends to highlight the devastating fallout from President Biden's continued refusal to secure America's southern border. With our state on the front lines of the escalating border crisis, the governor explained that Texas has bussed over 45,000 migrants to self-declared sanctuary cities like New York City, which is only a fraction of what the Biden administration has sent to these same cities. If the people in New York City have a problem with all the migrants they're having to house, they need to blame Joe Biden, said Governor Abbott. The National Guard put up this concertina razor wire to prevent people from coming across into the state of Texas, and it was effective. The Biden administration's border patrol cut that razor wire, then pulled it open and let the migrants through. Watch. Governor Abbott points out Biden administration hypocrisy over border. Yesterday, Governor Abbott joined Fox News' Sean Hannity to emphasize the hypocrisy of the Biden administration and sanctuary city mayors who now complain about receiving a fraction of the migrants Texas has to deal with every day. The governor also highlighted how Texas's border security response, like installing miles of razor wire, was effectively deterring illegal immigration, but President Biden's border patrol cut through that wire, as the federal government continues to obstruct Texas's efforts to secure the border. What we've seen is when Democrats have to face up to the reality of what Texas has to deal with every single day, they adopt the same approach Texas has, said Governor Abbott. We need the president to start enforcing the immigration laws of America, period. They are aiding and abetting illegal entry into the United States. Governor Abbott spotlights national border crisis at Manhattan Institute. On Wednesday, Governor Abbott discussed America's unprecedented border crisis and outlined his vision for combating the chaos created by President Biden's reckless open border policies at the Manhattan Institute in New York City. The governor highlighted the many facets of the nation's ongoing crisis caused by the Biden administration's refusal to secure the border and enforce America's immigration laws, which have invited record-breaking numbers of illegal immigrants from over 150 countries across the globe. We as a nation are facing an extraordinary challenge, quite literally a national crisis, as we gather in New York today, said Governor Abbott. While we are waiting on a president who is going to enforce the laws, not even pass new laws, that are currently on the books, Texas is going to continue to use every tool we can to secure the border in the best way that we can. Watch the governor's full remarks at the Manhattan Institute here. Watch. DPS Lieutenant Olivares highlights importance of securing America's border. DPS Lieutenant Chris Olivares joined Fox News this week to stress the importance of securing the southern border for all Americans. As people around the nation are starting to witness the devastating crisis along the nation's border, Lieutenant Olivares explained that what most Americans do not see are the public safety threats that include cartels fighting for operational control of the border, suspected terrorists crossing the border and evading apprehension, and deadly drugs like fentanyl pouring into American communities. This is an issue that affects everyone, not just in Texas but every single state in this country, because every state is now a border state, said Lieutenant Olivares. There are hundreds of thousands of families who have lost loved ones because of fentanyl. Watch. DPS Lieutenant Olivares shoots down claims that border crisis is under control. On Monday, DPS Lieutenant Olivares spoke with Fox News about the record high illegal border crossings, with Eagle Pass declaring a state of emergency over President Biden's border crisis. With over 2 million migrant encounters at the southern border so far in fiscal year 2023, Lieutenant Olivares pointed out that last week DPS saw one of the largest influxes of illegal border crossings ever experienced in Texas. This situation is exacerbated by the federal government that continues to incentivize and encourage illegal immigration, said Lieutenant Olivares. If you look back at some of the comments made by the federal government when they say they have done more than anyone to secure the border and their strategy is working to decrease the flow of illegal immigration, we know that is a blatant lie to the American people. Their strategy is an utter failure because we continue to see the situation at the border increase. The numbers speak for themselves. Texas National Guard surges resources for border reinforcement. This week, Texas National Guard soldiers surged equipment and personnel along the border to reinforce efforts to stop mass illegal immigration. More than 600 soldiers have moved in 96 hours by aircraft and vehicles to locations along the border as thousands of illegal immigrants attempted to enter into the United States in a matter of hours. Texas Air National Guard C-130J Hercules aircraft moved soldiers to the high-traffic areas, and large tactical vehicle convoys were also dispatched. The Texas National Guard also deployed the Texas Tactical Border Force, which is equipped and trained to deter civil unrest along the border when large crowds gather and pose a threat to the public. Additionally, National Guard engineers reinforced miles of concertina wire along the border in the high-traffic areas to prevent illegal border crossings and encourage those seeking asylum at ports of entry. Hundreds of migrants turned back from the U.S. side and returned to Mexico near Gate 28, said Major Sean Storid, Commander Task Force West, El Paso. We added, triple-strand, concertina wire to cut off the illegal immigrants' supply line from Mexico. Watch. Human smuggler leads DPS troopers on reckless high-speed pursuit. A driver led DPS troopers on a high-speed pursuit in Webb County with several illegal immigrants inside the vehicle. The driver was driving recklessly at a high speed and eventually crashed. Eight illegal immigrants bailed out and tried to run but were apprehended. All were referred to Border Patrol. The driver from Laredo was arrested and charged with smuggling of persons and evading arrest. Watch. DPS arrests driver paid $600 to smuggle illegal immigrants. A smuggler led DPS troopers on a high-speed pursuit in Webb County. The driver eventually bailed out and was apprehended after a short foot pursuit. The Laredo man told troopers he was paid $600 to smuggle three illegal immigrants into the country. He was arrested and charged with smuggling of persons and evading arrest.